The prophet Amos is sometimes called the social justice prophet because he devotes a lot of his book to justice for the poor, accusing Israel of not being generous to one another. And so we hear a portion of that this morning, accusing them of adjusting the scales so that they make more money, selling the poor person for money. Even the refuse of the wheat you will sell. And that's a reference to gleaners. It was written into Old Testament law that when you harvested your grain, you were not to pick up the refuse that was lying on the ground. You know, there's always a certain amount of waste. And it was considered excessively greedy to pick that up yourself because you were supposed to leave that for the poor. And the poor would come out and pick up the stuff off the ground, and that's what they would eat. They were called gleaners. Just a little aside, isn't it interesting that there used to be a combine called Gleaner? And that's where the name came from. So God is presented in the Old Testament as the one who is on the side of the poor, who takes up their cause even when no one else will. That God has a special predilection for the poor. Now, this just kind of fits with the nature of God, because God is a being for others. In the Trinity, they are always existing for the other two. God exists for his creation. God loves his creation so much that he wills it all to be with him in the kingdom forever. And especially human beings, and God takes our side. What is the poverty that we, all human beings, experience? It's death. The poverty caused by original sin is that everybody has to die. And so Jesus takes on our poverty. That was the gospel acclamation. He took on our poverty so that we might become rich. He took on our death on the cross so that we could be freed from death and live with him forever. He took on our humanity. There's this self-emptying of the Son, that he is always giving himself and giving up his divinity and taking on our humanity so that we can be elevated to his divinity. So the very nature of God is generosity. The nature of God is to be concerned about the other, to love the other even more than oneself. And so in that gospel parable, Jesus is encouraging us to be as industrious and as prudent as that unjust steward. Because people who live in injustice and people who live in greed and selfishness, they get very good at it as time goes on. And so this man had practiced injustice until he had perfected it. I've read several places where people who embezzle start out very small because they need a little help with their bills, and so they just cheat a little bit with the intention of paying it back as soon as they can. But then sometimes they never get it paid back. In fact, it grows gradually until they have embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they never intended to be that dishonest in the beginning, but they started out small and it grew. And all the time, they kind of intended, when I get rich, I'm going to pay this all back, but they never do. Generosity works the same way. We start out being generous in small ways. You know, for example, at the 10:30 Mass, we have a collection among the children who are going out for the Children's Liturgy of the Word. And so they bring up a special basket. And I would imagine the total of that is $4 or $5. You know, it's just nothing, but it's the practice. It's the learning small. Learning how to be generous, learning how to be a giver rather than a taker. And so most people in the world, adults, think that one day they're going to become wealthy and then they will be generous. But quite often when they become wealthy, they're still not generous because they didn't start out learning small how to be generous. And so we use money as an example, but ultimately it's even more than money. It's about God. It's about eternal life. It's about taking on the divinity of Christ who took on our humanity, learning how to absolutely lose ourselves for the others, to be more concerned about the other than about myself. And of course, we practice that liturgically here every Sunday. This is an altar of sacrifice. This is the memory of Jesus giving himself completely, not just something out of his pocket, not just a little of his excess divinity, but all of it. The miracle of God's self-sacrifice is just, we'll be meditating on that for eternity. It just blows us away, the generosity of God. But then we're invited to lay our lives on this altar along with him. We're invited to learn at least sacramentally, at least ritually, this generosity of God. So that our hope is that after years and years of doing this every Sunday, it just becomes a part of us. We become good at it like the unjust steward got good at dishonesty. We become holy. And what does holiness mean? It means taking on Christ's divinity. It means generosity. It means losing. It means dying. The great paradox of Christian life is that it's all about losing so that it may be given back to us 100-fold. Measure after measure poured forth into our garment and still overflowing. Nobody outdoes the generosity of God. And we, in our miserliness that comes from, you know, something we learn from other humans, in our miserliness, we think that it will run out. That if we give too much, we won't have enough. That if we lose ourselves completely, where will we gain it? And we have to learn through sacramental practice over a lifetime that that simply isn't true. That the more we lose, the more we gain. Christ showed us that on the cross, and we experience it in the sacrament of the Eucharist.